Ever found yourself wondering if you're trying to be too many things to too many people? One day you're crafting campaigns for a Bollywood dance studio to get more people to come take free classes. And then the next day you're trying to fill up a webinar registration launch with a course creator who needs to have 1,000 people registered. Sounds like the life of an ad manager, right? Well, today on the Serve, Scale, Soar podcast, I'm tackling one of the biggest game changers for your business, niching down. We're about to dive deep into why, when, and how focusing so tightly on who you serve and becoming the go-to expert can dramatically change your business. And get this, if you take action on what we discussed today, I promise you'll see a transformation in your business before months end. That's right. That's a big promise, but I know the power of niching down and I know how it can affect your business and how you can see it grow. Think higher profits, more clients, getting your time back. So if you're ready to dive deep into niching down, grab your favorite beverage. I got my kombucha ready and let's jump in to niching down so you can scale your business. Welcome back to the Serve, Scale, Soar podcast, the go-to place if you want to start, grow, or scale your ad management business. My name is Brandi Bowles, and today we're chatting all about niching down. The when, the why, the how to do it, the all the things when it comes to really narrowing down who you're going to serve so you can make more money. And if you were to implement this episode in the next 7 days, by the end of the month, I guarantee you that your business would shift. And it's going to shift in a positive way. Whether that's raising your prices, which brings in more profit, landing more clients, landing a guest spot on a podcast, or just getting more of your time back because of the systems you'll be able to automate. This one thing can completely change your business, and it's why it's one of the first things I teach in every program I've ever put out. No matter if that was a program for all service providers, specifically for ad managers, it's the first thing I talk to my one-on-one clients about. Niching down is one of the most impactful parts of your business. And today we're going to break down why that is. But first, I want to tell you about a story about when I niche down first into Facebook ads. And so there's a few different ways you can niche, and we'll talk about that. And we're not necessarily today talking about niching down services, because I'm coming into this thinking that you already are niched down to one service. But if you're not, you can apply the same thing to only going all in on one service. So I was doing all the things and then I niched down to Facebook ads. Today we're going to talk about niching down your audience, but you can also niche down in the services you offer, which you definitely want to check out our resource that we have, servescalesoar.com/45. That's going to talk about the 45 premium services you can offer. That doesn't mean offer all 45. That means pick one and go all in on one. Maybe two max, but I really want to encourage y'all this year to go all in on one service. And once you niche down to a service, the next step is niching down to your audience, which is what we're going to talk about. And so when I niched down to Facebook ads, then I did not niche down to my clients at first. My first three clients were very interesting. My first one was a Bollywood dance studio in Maryland. My second one was an HVAC company, so heating and air conditioning in Virginia. And my third one was a photographer who teaches birth photography to other photographers. So not baby newborn pictures, but like labor photos, like coming out during labor, those type of photos. So holy bananas, some very interesting industries. And their strategies are so different. So the Bollywood Dance Studio, our goal was to get people in to take a free class and then sign up for ongoing monthly membership. The HVAC company, it was to get more services that were maintenance services, but then also leads into like buying a $15,000 AC and heating unit. So very different, longer sales cycle with those. Also, like something that not everyone thinks they need. It's not something we want to spend money on because it's not fun. And the strategy for that one was very different than the strategy for the Bollywood Dance Studio. Even though they were both location dependent, Very different strategies. And then talk about out of left field, going into a launch with a course creator who is in a very niche market of photographers who want to learn how to photograph labors. And all three of them had extraordinarily different needs, different strategies, different creative, so different reporting metrics, all of that. And those three clients taught me so much. And it taught me that I didn't want to work with local businesses only because I just wasn't excited about that. I did get excited about the course launch. I liked the high pace and impact that that had. And so it taught me like, oh, this is the area that I want to go into. But then even working with course creators, there's a lot of different strategies based on how that business is set up. And so I was doing a lot and working a lot of hours and I wasn't able to charge as much. I think my first client was $797. My second client was $1,000, like $997. And then my third client was $1,297. So that's where I started, but you can see I was raising my prices each client, but I wasn't specialized in any of those. I wasn't specialized in HVAC. I wasn't specialized in dance studios or even like getting people into free classes like dance fitness, that type of thing. And I wasn't specialized in course creation. So what happened is once I decided, oh, I love this launch method. I love working with the course creators who are launching and that, I went all in on that. And when I went all in on that, those three clients were in January of 2019. I went all in on course creators who were launching. And by May, I was having consistent $20,000 months because I specialized in launches. So everyone who was launching, when someone said, I need someone who really knows how to run ads for a launch, my name was coming up in every conversation. I was getting on podcasts. I was charging way more. And what happened is I was able to hit 20K months by taking less clients because I was charging more. And that's the power of niching is you can make more, charge more, work less. And that's what I want for all of you. And so today we're going to talk about how can we implement that into your business. So the first key step is we have to talk about why niching down matters and what niching down is. Some of you may be sitting here like, Brandy, what the heck? You keep saying this weird word niche. And some of you are probably like, especially people who listen to us in other countries like Australia and UK, I love you. But you're probably like, Brandy is saying this wrong. It's niche. And so you can say niche, whatever. I'm going to say niche because it's easier for me to say. But when we talk about niching down, now I was about to say niching down. When we talk about niching down, I'm referring to the process of narrowing your focus within your business to serve a specific market segment or target audience. Like I said in the beginning, we can talk about niching down your services, but we have a whole resource guide for that at servescalesword.com/45 that you can go grab and niche down your services. But this is the next level. So once we niche down our services, now let's niche down our audience segment. And instead of offering a broad range of services to anyone and everyone, you hone in on a particular niche where you can provide an exceptional value. And we know that our pricing isn't done based on hourly or how much stuff that they get in your package or what you think you're worth or if it's fair. We know our pricing model is based on the value you bring. So when you can niche down, you bring more value, which means you can charge more. And so this is so crucial, not only in the ad management world, but the freelance world, because the market is competitive. It's more competitive now than it was 5 years ago. It's only going to get more competitive as the freelance market grows. It's one of the fastest growing workforces in the U.S. It's growing at an expansive rate. So as it grows, that doesn't mean we don't want to have this lack mentality that there's not enough work for all of us, but it is getting more competitive. And so when it gets more competitive, we need to say, how can we stand out? And clients are not looking for generalists. They're looking for experts. And that's how you stand out. So when we niche down, we've already talked about this, but you can charge higher rates. You're going to attract clients more easily because you know exactly where to find them because you're not looking for all the clients, but you're looking for a certain type and they tend to hang out in the same area. And you become an expert in your niche and you can streamline your systems. So I love the fact that this goes into what we teach, the three pillars of success, which is consistent clients, expert knowledge, and scalable systems. When you implement niching down, you're tackling all of those. You're going to have more clients. You're going to become an expert because you're only focused on one thing. And you're going to have scalable systems because one, if you niche down to photographers, onboarding one photographer is the same for onboarding the second and the third and the fourth. It's very different than trying to onboard a Bollywood dance studio, a HVAC company, and a course creator because your systems need to change for those. So you're going to streamline your systems, which gets you more time back. And I'm all about getting more time back and streamlining our systems. Because when you're not niched down, every onboarding is going to look different. Every strategy is going to look different. Like I said, a Bollywood dance studio, HVAC, and a course creator, very different strategies across the board. That takes a lot of brain power to know that. And you need to be an expert at all those strategies. You don't stand out in the market, and which is your competitive advantage. That's the thing. If you want to have a competitive advantage, you have to stand out in the market. And the way to do that is become specialist, not a generalist. And also your competitive advantage when you're not niche down is your pricing. And the unfortunate thing about that is when you're not specialized and your pricing is your competitive advantage, that means that you actually have to be lower than everyone else or you don't have an advantage. So your choice is you can either be a generalist and charge the lowest price and be the Walmart of your industry, or you can specialize, have higher prices, and become the Disney of your industry. And for each and every single one of you, I want you to be the Disney of your industry, not the Walmart or Dollar General. And we never want our price to be our competitive advantage. We want our specialty to be our competitive advantage, or the way we treat our clients, or the results we get for our clients. But we sure as heck do not want our pricing to be our competitive advantage. So now that we know what is niching, we know the pros and cons of niching, how do we find our niche? That's the second step. What is our niche? And I always say people get really hung up on this and it prevents them from growing. And I always say, if you're just starting out, go with either local or online. You don't need to go super niche when you're starting out. Just decide, do I want to work with online businesses? Do I want to work with local businesses? And that doesn't mean local to you. That means that their business is location dependent. So like an HVAC company, they're not going to serve all of Virginia. They're going to serve a few zip codes. A store that they actually have to go into the store and have foot traffic, that's location dependent. A photographer, unless they're a destination photographer, they're probably location dependent. So when we think about those, when I say local, I don't mean local to you. They're location dependent. An online business just means they're online and they can serve anyone at any point in the US, maybe the world, North America, but they have a much broader audience that they're able to serve because they're course creators, they're coaches, they're e-commerce, whatever it may be. They're not so location dependent. So when you're just starting out, I say go all in on either local or online. Try it for 90 days, see how it works. And during that time, you're going to have different clients and different niches even within one of those. So like a local business, maybe you work with a gym, maybe you work with a Bollywood dance studio, maybe you work with a boutique, maybe you work with HVAC. And during that time, you're going to find out, which of these do I really, really like? Do I like the dentist? Do I like the dance studios? And that doesn't mean you can only go after dance studios, because the whole thing is when you are doing something like a dance studio and they need people to come try a free class so then they become clients, you can do that with gyms. You can do that with Pilates studios. You can do that with local yoga studios. So it's not necessarily that you're niching down to a dance studio. The niche then becomes like we niche in helping people that need to go from free trial to paying client. Do you see how much more powerful that is than just saying I work with local businesses? There's power in specificity. There we go. And instead of being generalist, you attract a different type of crowd, which are willing to pay you more. So when you're starting out, if you're listening to this and you're like, I'm all over the place, Brandy, right now, I want you to say for the next 90 days, am I going in on local or am I going in on online? and just pick one and go all in on it. And during that time, you're going to test different niches and you're going to find out which one you like, which ones you don't. And then after the 90 days, if you're like, whoa, I do not like working with online businesses, go test out some local businesses. It's okay. We have online businesses. We get to do that. We're not stuck in a 9-to-5 with a boss that tells us, nope, you got to check in, clock out. Here's your to-do list. Here's the only people. You have the choice and the freedom, but you do need to give it 90 days before making a serious decision. And then if you really, really, really want to get paid higher, we have the 3 levels deep test. So the 3-layer deep niche test looks like this. You have your main one. So that's, I'm going to local or online. So let's do online. I'm going to work with online coaches, course creators, blah, blah, blah. That's the online business. Then maybe you say, I'm going to work with online course creators. That would be the second level down. You want to work with online course creators. And then the 3rd level down is I'm going to work with online course creators who are launching. So then you're so narrowed that you're only focused on launching, which is what I did. Another example, maybe we do local businesses. So I work with local businesses. That's your top layer. The 2nd layer is I work with local businesses who offer free trials. That's your 2nd. Then your 3rd is I work with local businesses who offer free trials in the fitness industry. That's the 3rd layer. So then you're going to hit up gyms, yoga, all that kind of stuff. So that kind of takes out like dentists and stuff that also offer free trial, like come in and get your teeth white and stuff like that. So you're getting really specific. Or tanning beds. I don't even, you know, tanning beds are still a thing. I see them in Florida, but I didn't even know that was still like a thing. But anyway, so when we use that 3-layer deep niche test, that's like huge. When you can get 3 layers deep, you're like really a specialist. Now, some people want to pigeonhole themselves too much. And that's where in conversions for clients and certified, we really dissect, have you went too far down? And a lot of times, no, you haven't. And so I love this test of the 3-layer deep. And here's the deal. Some of you are probably like, but Brandy, there's not enough clients in that niche. And that's not all the time true, because as a service provider, we don't need hundreds and hundreds of clients. We only need 5. If we have 5 clients, we can hit 100K a year. So we don't need to have thousands upon thousands. And I think of one example is we had a student who she focused solely on chiropractic offices. There's only 150,000 chiropractic offices in the US. So if you were like, oh my gosh, that's not many, like how am I ever going to work with that? You can. You only need 5 clients to hit 100K. So even in that situation, she's 3 layers deep, but she only needs 5 of the 150,000. So she was able to scale her business focusing only on that one segment. So you're not going to cut off. It's not like you're cutting yourself short by niching down, because as service providers, we only need 5 clients to hit 100K. It's not like a course creator who needs the masses and the numbers. As service providers, we just need 5. Okay, so we've talked about what is niching, how, and then we talked about finding your niche. And now I want to talk about the common questions around niching that usually come up inside of our programs. The first one is, what if I don't enjoy my niche? Okay, great. You don't enjoy it. You've been doing it. You don't enjoy it. You thought you wanted to work with HVAC and now you're so sick of hearing about heating and air conditioning. Then you pivot. You can try a new one. That doesn't mean get rid of all your clients. That means start taking on some clients outside of that niche. It also doesn't mean you need to go change your website, change all this. It just means you're going to start exploring and playing and testing. And then once you find one you like, then you can go change all your marketing and all that. But we don't need to, some of us get so stuck in the, we have to have everything perfect before we move forward and find clients. And it's not that serious. Go out, find your clients. And then once you've said, yes, this is the niche I want, then go change your website. Then go change your scheduler to match that. But not until you go all in on that audience do you need to worry about all those things. Just go get a new client. Okay. But what if someone comes to me and they're not in my niche? If you think that you would be interested in working with them and they can pay you your rate, take them on. I get it. When you're, especially when you're first starting your business and you just need a client because you just need to pay the bills, yes, take the client. It's fine. As long as they can pay your fee and you feel like you'd enjoy working with them, take them outside of your niche. Okay? So it doesn't mean you're like bound to only take people in there, but we do want to make sure that we're not taking on clients that are going to drain the life out of us or keep us stuck. But if you want to test it out, do the dang thing. Okay, three, is local or online businesses a better niche? This question comes up all the time. They're both great. They're both great. Some of them suck on both sides. You also have your downsides and your upsides to both, but there's always going to be pros and cons to all of them. And I heard the other day, I think it was on the Peloton, and the instructor, Jess Sims, said, F the shoulds and start listening to your intuition. So if you ask me that question, is local or online, which one should I work with? Which one is better? I would say F the shoulds. And what does your gut tell you? Which one do you think you'd like working with? And remember, 90 days. If you don't, then switch to a different audience. That's totally fine. You have that power to do that. You just have to go out and do it. Okay, so the key points that we talked about is you just need to make a decision. Am I going to start with local? Am I going to start with online? The three-layer deep test for if you want to specialize, go through the lens of the three-layer deep test. Once you can get there, you can charge way higher, $3,000 plus a month. And then get more time back, automate your prices, and become an expert. These are all the pros of what we talked about today. And you just need to do the dang thing. Stop using your niche as a reason not to get started and just do the dang thing. You have the right to pivot at any point. So if you're ready to go deeper into these topics, head to brandybowles.com/ad training and sign up for my upcoming live training where I'm going to dive deep into the three keys that you need for a successful ad management business: consistent clients, expert knowledge, and scalable systems. And we're going to break it all down for you, go deep into each of those topics. So my friends, go out, serve your clients, scale your business, and soar into the success you deserve.